What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. On this show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns being used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. For only acting on the truth will set you free. And compromise with evil is impossible. If you think my work is important, please tell others about this show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice. I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. There's a chat room on the OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page, and recent show archives are posted on the station site as well. Archives of shows for the past few years can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. And I thank Sheldon Day for continuing to provide that service to all of us. Please also support the Orion Network by donating on the homepage and buying a T-shirt to help spread the word about the station, and you can become a walking advertisement so that more people will tune in and stop listening to the mainstream Zionist-controlled media and learn what's really going on, as well as the solutions. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll-free, thanks again to Ron, at 888-320-6151. However, we do ask that listeners not use the toll-free number to listen to the show. Very important, callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever is speaking. I'm also very excited to now have a show out of the U.K., on thesechangingtimesradio.ning.com. That's These Changing Times with a Z, T-I-M-E-Z, radio.ning.com. Every Sunday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, called What's Ailing the World? Because basically, you know, this is a global situation. This site and calling numbers for that show are also posted on my page on Sheldon Day's site, thelightofdayradio.com. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. Go to the link section of reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I recommend and use personally for myself and all my pets. If you're new to the show or new to checking out what vaccines actually do, I encourage you to start with my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. I call that my Dr. Carly Light site. And then once you've digested that information, you can go to drcarly.com, which I still haven't had time to redo. Just too much on my plate at this point. And read about inoculations, the true weapons of mass destruction, and some of the more strongly worded documents that I have there. Because, in fact, they are killing us. And inoculations is one of the main ways that they're doing so. On today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing America, is treason and terrorism by the Zionist-occupied government against the American people. And what is the solution? Now, we've heard Dan McCarthy has been on the show many times, and I very much actually commend him for doing what he's doing. Hold on, I just missed my guest calling in. He talks about emerging choices, and that's very important, emerging choices. And we all have to decide what we're going to do. But my guest today is going to tell us about kind of self-evident choices that we have as we're being killed off by the terrorist organizations within our government. And that's, in my opinion, what every person has to determine that they're going to do is, are they going to allow themselves to be killed off, or are they going to do something about it? Are they going to talk to the psychopaths that come to their door, or are they going to perhaps do something else? And so that's a very important thing that each person is going to have to consider for themselves. Let me just say that my guest today is going to be an individual by the name of J.B. Campbell. He has a website, J.B. Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, extremistonline.com. And I strongly suggest you go to his section called New Essays, a very important session that people have to check out, because as I told him when I first found out about him, I'm always suggesting that people watch the movie V for Vendetta to become inspired as to what can happen when the people stand up and just say no. But, of course, the movie is mainly about the main character, V. And I've said many times, we don't have a V. Well, I found V. And V's name is J.B. Campbell. And he's tried to call in twice, and I haven't been able to bring him on. So hopefully we'll be able to remedy that. And during the break, I'll attempt again. Let me just read you his bio. He was born in Chicago, probably the most corrupt city in the entire United States, in 1946, grew up in Oak Brook, Illinois, then the polo capital of the world. He graduated from Carmel High School in California, raced cars in Australia and England for 2 years, 3 years of college, mostly at the University of Nevada, Reno. Operated the school of slide control to train racing drivers and others the technique of slide control. He was a commercial oil field diver in Texas and Louisiana for 2 years, and was in the British South Africa Police in Rhodesia in the early 70s, and was a section officer in the support unit, the anti-terrorist group. He was the first American in the British South African Police since 1923. He started the modern-day militia movement in 1989 with his book, The New American Man, A Call to Arms. The militia movement lasted until 1995 with the state-sponsored destruction of the OKC federal building. The State Department considers him a mercenary. The FBI considers him a problem. The Secret Service considers him a terrorist, and he doesn't care less. He makes his living as a drilling supervisor, mainly in Southern California. Now, I was very interested to learn from him that his wife, Robbie, was a physician, but her career was destroyed by the Arizona Medical Board. She'd stumbled on a drug ring run by doctors at Good Samaritan Regional Medical Center in Phoenix, where she worked, and they thought she was going to blow the whistle on them. Her and her husband, JB, finally did go to the Phoenix Police Department Homicide Unit, where they met to report the forged death certificates produced for organized crime involving the county medical examiner who had destroyed his wife as head of the board. The cops listened and then said, how predictably, that if this guy is dirty, it would cause all of our homicide cases that he testified on to be overturned. That's their main concern. So his wife, Robbie, is writing a book about what happened, as am I, writing a book about what happened to me. And JB has started a screenplay about her life and should finish it now that she's planning the book. And as he says, it's quite a story. Yes, it is quite a story when you find out that, in fact, the medical boards that are supposedly designed to protect the public from bad doctors are actually protecting the bad doctors and the criminal doctors and going after the good doctors who try to report fraud, abuse, and criminal acts, and especially the doctors who learn how to heal, because that's how the system works. And this is a very important reality that people have to face, because this is what's going on. And as you know, I harp on that all the time. And I hope more and more of you will realize that you have to stand with the good doctors who are trying to do something, because if you don't, you're next. As a matter of fact, the hospitals have become a military organization. And once you go in those places, you may very well not come out. Okay, I hear the music. We'll be back after these messages. America, where our answer today is treason and terrorism by the Zionist-occupied government against the American people. And during the break, I did call J.B. Campbell, and I told him to try again, so I'm waiting for him to try to call in. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for him, I want to just mention that I first learned about him from a show on RBN. Somebody had sent me the link. Mike Harris's show on January 24th, 2012, where Mike Harris interviewed J.B. Campbell. And on his website, under the title Radio Show from January 24th, 2012, he mentions some of the things that he had talked about on that radio show. So until we hear from him, let me just, you know, start listing some of the things that he's telling us about. Number one, the government has revealed it is at war with us. It needs to be destroyed. The damage the government has done to this country and to the rest of the world can never be gauged or measured. Our lives are now in deadly danger with no exaggeration. And, of course, you know that to be true from everything they're doing, from chemtrails to vaccinations, to bioengineering of the food and all kinds of things. There is definitely a depopulation agenda afoot here. And, of course, it's much easier for the monsters to do so with not-so-obvious technologies as it is for them to do so with actual, you know, shoot-ups and killing of the people. JB continues. Two entire branches of the government, the executive and the legislative, have declared war on us with the disappearance laws and the murder laws and the takeaway our citizenship laws. They have put us under military rule, same as the Iraqis were, same as the Afghans still are. No difference. Millions of Americans are in dungeons today. People who hurt no one except maybe themselves, cruelly put in cages with murderers and rapists. That alone is cause for destroying every vestige of this government. Millions of shattered lives of prisoners and their families. The Terrorist Collection Agency, the IRS, has destroyed countless lives and destroyed countless families, stolen our savings, our homes, and our freedom. The IRS collects for the Zionist loan sharks who run the Federal Reserve Company, the actual engine of our destruction. If we had been a politically mature people, we'd have killed every member of the secret police, meaning CIA and FBI, which we could identify back in 1964, after the shock of Dallas wore off. If we had been a politically mature people, we'd have killed every Israeli in Washington and all their American Zionist helpers in 1967, following their attack on the USS Liberty. If we'd been aware of the background of 9/11, we'd have killed every member of PNAC, the PNAC gang that designed the Magic Massacre. I could say the same for a dozen other outrages since 1963, especially the Vietnam and Muslim wars. And, of course, not to mention the fact that the secret police, and this is me saying this, the CIA and FBI are protecting the psychopathic pedophiles that control the world. JB continues, many Americans are not able to see the similarity between programmable vote machines and programmable slot machines, so they keep voting, expecting to change things in that manner, exactly as they keep feeding dollars into the slots in casinos across the country, expecting a different outcome. And I do think that's an excellent analogy. It's true that most Americans don't vote now, some being aware, but most being apathetic. But apathy is better than compliance, so that's a good sign. The way to turn that apathy into interest and then into action is what we are looking for. The way to do it is by attacking the tyrants who are planning to imprison us, disappear us, torture us, and kill us, to do it at every opportunity they give us. This will become a trend that will catch on, America being what it is. As a Japanese general is said to have remarked after Pearl Harbor, America is a sleeping giant that will be filled with a terrible resolve. Almost 11 million guns were bought last year, 3 million during Christmas, another good sign. His mission is to bring as many of those new guns and the scores of millions of others into action against the tyrants. That's what the guns are for. Some maybe well-meaning pundits are encouraging Americans to leave the country. Why? And go somewhere you can't own guns? And miss out on the opportunity to kill tyrants here at home? This is unbelievable to him. We are about to change history. We have all the guns we need. All we need are the guts and brains to use them to kill tyrants, not harmless people. Tyrants. Anybody who forces you to do what you don't want to do. Nobody can do this when you're armed and ready. This is the winning mindset. Never say that you're ready to die for this or that. That's Christian defeatism. You must be ready to kill in defense of yourself, your loved ones, your friends, and your dignity. Dignity is very important, which is why the TSA makes you take off your shoes at the airport. Taking off your shoes in public robs you of your dignity and makes you feel weak. Hell, you must be ready to kill in defense of your pets, your vehicle, whatever. Forget legalities. The government doesn't care about legalities, neither do we. The government is getting ready to kill us, and I will say they already are. This is the new law, the law of survival and the defense of our dignity. It's probably going to happen this year. The government knows something that we don't, otherwise it wouldn't have rushed the Treason Acts through Congress the way it did, with a crackdown signaling them by the last day of the year. So we're on notice that the crackdown is about to occur. We can hope it doesn't, but that's a forlorn hope. The Army and Marines are trained to kill on demand. Kill, 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 kill. As one ashamed veteran has recently described the training. It's possible that some of these guys won't go along, but the Zionist training we saw at Abu Ghraib and still see in Guantanamo Bay has made many thousands of these young people into serial killers. The spectacle of Marines urinating on their dead victims indicates the sort of training they received and are receiving today. The psychopathic behavior of helicopter pilots and drone operators must be noted, along with the trophy hunters who collect body parts. Note also the degenerate personality of the big American sniper who cheerfully lied about sucker-punching Jesse Ventura. No doubt he lied about his body count also, but that doesn't make him any less dangerous or less deserving of being shot on sight. He deserves exactly what he did to his victims. Once the roadblocks and home invasions start, all offenders and potential offenders must be shot on sight, either close up or from a distance, your choice. We can't take any prisoners because we don't need them for anything. We don't want to feed and care for them, so we must shoot them immediately. There can be no mercy shown to anyone who would be willing to harm us, our families, and our friends. They don't intend to show us any mercy. Enemy policymakers should be captured if possible, or killed if capture is not possible. At some point, enemy policymakers will be captured and interrogated. When we are satisfied with their information, they will receive the same treatment they, the Chicken Hawks arranged for Saddam Hussein, their loyal stooge. He is suggesting a reward system for killing or capturing members of the Council on Foreign Relations, with a minimum of $100,000 for any member, up to $1 million for the high-value types. He's proposing that this be paid by the governments of the Council on Foreign Relations victims overseas, mainly to prevent war and the continuing annihilation of their people. As we know, the CFR recently announced that it was time to attack Iran. The only way to prevent this latest CFR-ordered catastrophe is to wipe out the CFR. Their horrific and bloody history and network of power preclude any attempt to bring them to legalistic justice, since they own the justice system. The CFR has given us no other way to stop its sadistic megalomania and lust for total power. All Israelis in America are hostile enemies, aliens, and must be shot on sight. This also applies to their American Zionist helpers, the SIONM. The Israelis and American Zionists are behind the crackdown that is planned for us, just as they were behind 9/11 and the attack on the Liberty. The resistance, therefore, has two basic goals, one local and one national. The local goal is to cleanse the local area, wherever in America that is, of tyrants who would be involved in martial law, that is, state terrorism against us. Police in uniforms and plainclothes must make it very clear to us that they will in no way cooperate with FEMA, Homeland Security, FBI, etc. Any police who would cooperate with the federal tyrants gets the same treatment. As we know, the police departments of the major cities are cooperating with CIA and the Mossad. So the executives of these corrupt departments must receive executive action. This will be the responsibility of local civilians. The national goal is to cleanse the federal government of tyrants, most of which are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. The warlords must be exterminated before they kill us. Our lives and the lives of millions depend on the actions of the resistance to tyranny. Okay, he's having trouble getting through. So I'm going to just take a little break here and do something else to bypass the minions. So stay tuned, folks. Okay, folks, I'm back. Apparently, the 716 number for the station has been disabled. And so we're going to have to keep trying here. You know, I get so tired of this crap. It's very distracting, and I know it's no fun for the listeners either. But, of course, this tells you that this is a person they don't want on the show. No surprise there. Very disturbing, I must say. But this is my life, and this is what I go through all the time. So let me just continue to read from J.B. Campbell, ExtremismOnline.com. I will keep trying till we find a way to bring him on, because you definitely need to hear from this man. Okay, let's see. Any police who would cooperate with the federal tyrants gets the same treatment. As we know, the police departments of the major cities are cooperating with CIA and the Mossad, so the executives of these corrupt departments must receive executive action. And, of course, we know that in Chicago, they have Mossad as mayor of their city. Okay, here we go again. Hold on, folks. Okay, folks, I'm back. The 888 number isn't working either. What a surprise. Okay, let me continue. So, the executives of the corrupt police departments are cooperating with the CIA and Mossad. So the executives of these corrupt departments must receive executive action. And this will be the responsibility of local civilians. The national goal is to cleanse the federal government of tyrants, most of which are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. The warlords must be exterminated before they kill us all. Our lives and the lives of millions depend on the actions of the resistance to tyranny. Okay. And then in an essay he wrote on January 7th, 2012, entitled Let's Fight, he writes the following. just about all the writing today, even well meant, just above all the warnings of what's coming is working against us. This is pretty much all you hear and read now. The iNet is full of scare stories about what's coming. Lots of writers and speakers complaining and warning about what the government is planning for us. And it's virtually all true. But that sort of writing and speaking and warning and scaring doesn't do us any good. Is this the only website that deals in self-defense, in overwhelming violence against federal, state, and local aggressors? Please direct me to another one so I can get some good advice. Personally, he doesn't want to read or hear any more warnings of what the dictators have planned for us. I can only tell you what I plan to do later today, this week, next month, whenever some jerk tries to drop the hammer on him. There's no doubt that it's going to happen, only question is when. The Iranian Internet Television Service, Press TV, was cautioned by a friendly American being interviewed that Iran must do nothing to the American Navy lest it trigger a war by playing into the hands of the Zionists. This well-meaning American must think that Iran can stay on America's good side by being a good sport. This is after Mossadegh, the Shah, the USS Vicennes, shooting down the Airbus, having Saddam attack Iran, and Stuxnet. This is after America has encircled Iran with a stated intent to annihilate the Iranian people with nuclear weapons in league with the Jewish state. When will it be time for Iran to sink the U.S. Navy in the Persian Gulf? I would say the time is pretty soon. Oh, of course, Iran has to wait for an attack, like Marshall Dillon at the opening of Gunsmoke. I would close the straits now and entrap the remaining USS fleet and hold it hostage just for openers. Too bad the Stennis got away. Then we would see how serious the Zionist combination is about sanctions and threats to nuke the Iranian people. America has to learn that sending warships to threaten and bully other countries is very bad behavior that can no longer be tolerated by anyone, including Americans. After all, we're next on the list. The President and Congress, and presumably the Supreme Court, have designated us Americans as enemies to be rounded up at any time with no legal recourse. The police are renegades who show us every day, somewhere nearby, that they are ready to kill us for no apparent reason. They take delight in causing pain and terror. Anyone who gets arrested faces permanent nerve damage from sharp-edged handcuffs clamped down too tightly, which the cops always do. Plastic ties can do the same thing. Female victims just naturally get sexually abused. And I've reported on the show before that this is happening many times here in North Carolina, where the cops pull over women and then rape them. Really amazing stuff. Okay, folks, unbelievable. He can't Skype in either. Pretty amazing stuff. Total distraction as usual. Very hard to do a show while I'm trying to figure out a way to bring the guest on. But then we're pretty new to this crap. Okay. Okay, just hold on a second. I'm trying Plan D. Sorry about this, folks. We know that the reason this is happening is because this guest is so important. Okay. 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 I think this might be working. We'll see. Are you there, JB?
Yeah, I'm here. Let me get the volume up here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Well.
Okay, I'm here.
All right, well, I have trouble almost every week. This is the first time that all the lines have been shut down, and the Skype as well, but we figured it out. Okay, I read your bio. I read what you sent me about what they're doing to your wife as being a medical doctor trying to do the right thing. I started reading from your J.B. Campbell ExtremismOnline.com site, starting with your radio show segment from January 24th, 2012, And I read all of that, but I wanted to wait for you to come on to discuss how, after you were on Mike Harris's show on the Republic Broadcasting Network, John Stadtmiller called you and told you that he didn't know how you got on his station, but no matter who invited you in the future, you would not be allowed on any program on RBN. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, that's absolutely true. He called up about a half an hour after Harris called and said, hey, this thing, we hit top records, you know, the best ratings we've ever had. And within 20 minutes after that, the Stadtmiller calls, and I'd never talked to the guy before, and he says just exactly what you said there.
And, of course, he didn't give you any reason, right?
No reason. That's exactly what you read is what he said. And I said, well, you know, that's what I would expect from you, because I'd heard about the guy. And he said, yeah, and I hung up on him.
Well, he fired me. He fired Charles Giuliani, who had a show exposing the fraud of religion. He's fired lots of people, and that's all I'm going to say about it. But people just have to, you know, figure out who they're going to support, because to me that's really a big red flag, because as I told you, somebody had sent me a link to that show that you did, and that's how I found out about you. And Mike Harris was very careful in the interview, and I'm not going to do the same thing he did, to keep on saying he doesn't necessarily agree with you, the station doesn't necessarily agree with you. I mean, he must have said that, you know, at least 20 times during the show. And that's what people do in order to protect, you know, themselves and protect the station from what could be considered as, you know. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is treason and terrorism by the Zionist-occupied government against the American people. With my special guest, J.B. Campbell, and as you see how long it took me to try every possible way to get him on the air, this is somebody that the psychopaths do not want you to hear. And as I mentioned when I was reading his bio at the beginning, he started the modern-day militia movement in 1989 with his book, The New American Man, A Call to Arms. And I want all of you to hear from this man, because we need to know a man such as him exists. As I told him and as I said earlier on the show, he is the V that we need if you've watched the movie V for Vendetta. And it's really amazing to me, JB, how many people, you know, tell me, and especially, you know, we have the Christian Zionists, you know, they're always saying, oh, the Bible tells us to turn the other cheek and violence breeds violence, and all this crap. You're supposed to forgive the psychopaths. And where has that gotten us? When is it okay to fight back, in your opinion? Please do share.
Well, as soon as you're threatened in any way, shape, or form, it's proper to fight back. It's required. You have to, as I've been saying, and the FBI apparently has been alarmed by my remarks, because they're putting out warnings that certain people are prepared to fight at the drop of a hat. Because that's my slogan these days. We have to be willing to fight, shoot, kill at the drop of a hat now, because we know what they have in mind for us. There's no question now. So we can't wait and say, well, maybe it'll be okay. I mean, maybe I just go with them and we'll get it straightened out downtown. So,
yeah.
No, not going to get straightened out downtown. You're going to go away. You know, if you've done nothing wrong, you know you're not wanted for anything, and you're still going downtown, well, you might as well fight it out, because you're not going to be heard from again.
Exactly. And I just have to also say, because I had read what you wrote in your January 24th essay about, you know, what the Army and Marines are doing. And I just want to tell you, I've done a lot of research on this, and there's no question in my mind that one of the things they're doing to the soldiers is actually putting rabies virus in their inoculations. Because rabies is the one virus that actually transforms you into a killer slash rapist. I mean, that's a known thing that rabies does. And now what's happening? Obama, you know, alerted us he was going to be bringing, 100,000 troops home from Iraq. because the government wouldn't grant them legal immunity from their crimes against the Iraqian people. And so what are those monsters going to do when they get here? Well, many of them are going to become police. You know, that I'm sure that's what the plan is.
Yeah, we have to be ready to defend ourselves from these psychos. You know, we've got three basic things to think about. We've got the defending ourselves from psychos in uniform. We've got the planners of these horrible wars, and I'll talk about them some more. And we've got the Jewish organizations. We've got the AIPAC, and we've got ADL, and the American Jewish Committee, American Jewish Congress, the Zionist Organization, you know, the whole bunch of them. And they're actually kind of formulating the policy. The policy is formalized and put down in black and white to the Council on Foreign Relations, which they say now is 70% Jewish. It doesn't matter. I mean, they're doing the work of these Jewish organizations. The real war, you know, is American. It's not Israeli. Israel doesn't have anything to say about it. They know that they have a license to kill by America. And America today means what it meant in England, means Jews. You know, it's American Jews that are doing this. So we have these three things to think about. We've got the Jewish organizations, which have to be taken down, have to be destroyed. We have the Council on Foreign Relations, the trilateral and all that stuff that works out policy for them. And then, of course, we have to defend ourselves locally, at home and on the road. So I'd be happy to talk about any of those things.
Okay. Well, I just want to say one thing. I do separate the Jews from the Zionists, because there's even groups in Israel, Jews against Zionists. So I don't necessarily put them all in the same boat, because I do feel that the Zionists are fake Jews. But that's a small point. In fact, our government is controlled by Zionists. And there was actually a congressman here, Cynthia McKenna, who was basically expelled from Congress. And one of the factoids I found out about her was that the true reason for her expulsion was she refused to sign some kind of document they gave to, you know, all of the traitors in the District of Criminals, that they would pledge alliance to, you know, Israel. And that's the reason they got rid of her. So that's what people have to realize. We don't have an American, quote-unquote, government. Our government is being occupied by terrorists. And just like everything else they do, all the laws that they write, it's 180 degrees opposite of what the name is, you know, Homeland Security and the Patriot Act and things of that nature. Our government are the terrorists. And now they're actually coming out, as you mentioned, saying that, you know, they're going to be able to go after American citizens now, although they've been doing that for a long time, but now they're making it policy. And first of all, they're claiming they can go after Americans in other countries with drone attacks and things of that nature. But we know they've been killing off whistleblowers and others trying to do the right thing here for years. And that's one of the most important things people have to realize. You can't negotiate with a psychopath. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. You can only kill a psychopath. There's nothing else to do with them.
Exactly. I mean, you know, and this is one thing that amazes me, especially, as I said, this whole Christian group, in my opinion, and I live here in the Bible Belt, North Carolina, and they actually have, many of their churches are named Zion and all this crap. And you hear these mega church preachers like Hagee promoting war. You know, what would Jesus do? He would go out and kill all the Muslims, of course, you know, and basically promoting Israel and all this other crap. And it's just amazing to me that people don't get it. And that's when I realized is that apparently, you know, it's been said before that religion is the opiate for the masses. And apparently it's actually causing many people to just give up and turn over their power to this man in the sky who they always say is in control. Well, if the one in control is allowing these atrocities to happen, why are you waiting for him to do the right thing? I have a real problem with that.
Yeah, the one in control, of course, is this Yahweh. And it's a god of vengeance, a god of hatred, a god of murder and, you know, mass murder. So that's what we're up against. The Jews, of course, believe it. And so do the Christians. So we've got a real problem there. And I think the real problem is with the Christians. I'm not a supporter of that. I'm not a believer. I'm not one of the faithful. These people are our undoing because of their subservience to Judaism. It's not just Zionism. I mean, there would be no Zionism without Judaism. You can't really separate them. Our enemy overseas is Zionism. Our enemy in this country is Judaism. It's not Zionism.
Okay.
You know, all you got to do is read the Kol Nidre, which I did on KABC in Los Angeles about 20 years ago to Bill Handel. They had a program out one day, one special program called Why Do You Hate the Jews? And it was, you know, baiting the so-called anti-Semites to call in and make fools of themselves. So I called in and I said, well, I think the main reason is the Kol Nidre. And he said, now, Bruce, he said, you know, I've had 5 years of Hebrew school, 3 years of law school, and to be honest with you, I can't remember how the Kol Nidre goes. I said, well, I'll read it to you. I'll read it to you if you like. And he made his number one bonehead of the year mistake. He said, well, go ahead. And I read the Kol Nidre over 50,000 watts in Los Angeles. And, you know, the Jews all over the city were smacking their foreheads saying, oh, my God, what did he do that for? Because the Kol Nidre is this horrible oath. It's not a prayer. It's an oath like the Mau Mau took in Kenya. It's an oath. And you oath that no matter what you say, what you promise, what you agree to for the coming year, from this Day of Atonement to the next Day of Atonement, which we await in happiness, shall be of no value, null and void, you know, on and on and on. So right there, I've never heard of any Jew anywhere say, oh, that's a bad thing. No Jew will ever criticize the Kol Nidre. That's our problem, the Kol Nidre. This is the license to kill and cheat and steal and whatever.
Well, let me just say that I've talked about that many times, and actually we're going to be going to a break soon. Maybe if you can, because I don't have access to that at the moment, if you can maybe bring that up during the break, I would love you to read that. Because the big picture of the Kol Nidre is that you're taking an oath not to adhere to your prior oaths. Like if you're a doctor and you took the Hippocratic Oath, you're taking an oath not to follow the Hippocratic Oath, etc. And that is why we have opposite day and we live in hell. Okay, there's the music. Like I said, if you can bring that up, this is about a 5 minute break. So we'll bring you back on after that. People need to hear this again to make them realize what's going on. And I see what you're saying. The Torah is not much better than the Talmud. They're all basically promoting violence and death, but the Talmud adds pedophilia. Okay, we'll be...
At Orion News Talk, we know times are bad. Ever since 9/11, a battle has been waging against we the people. Our Constitution is under attack. A clandestine war has been launched against this country and the world. The Federal Reserve Cartel has bankrupted our nation and destroyed our economy. Our executive, legislative, and judicial branches have been turned...